You like tall tales? Then this is the place for you, man. We got some tall tales. No short tales here. No small tales, shrimpy tales, or furry tales. They're all tall. I'm Steve Charney. I'm tall myself, actually. This is Conversations with My Dummy, and helping me do it is Bill Gord. Not only am I playing one of my favorite recordings he did called Two Tall Tale Tellers from Texas, but he's also going to actually be here and Harry's guest sharing some tall tales with us. Later, Dr. Fenstermacher, who, if you don't know who he is one of my crusty voice characterizations. He'll be singing The Longest Strand of Spaghetti. And man, it's long.
I'm sitting here with Harry now. Right, Steve? I came in.
So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I don't really have anything to say.
Come on, Steve. Come on. There are people listening. Say something. Say something.
All right. Did I ever tell you when I was buck hunting out west?
No. I don't think you ever told me about that.
Yeah, sure. I used to be one of the toughest, meanest, fastest, gag-in-the-throat buck hunters in the country.
Really?
Yeah. I remember once I saw a buck standing right by a cliff over a mile away. Well, I knew if I shot it, I'd lose it over that cliff. But I pulled the trigger anyway, and as soon as I did, took off towards that buck. I ran so fast, I got there ahead of the bullet. Then I had to duck my head to let the bullet go by.
Did you kill the buck?
Oh, yeah, but not from the bullet. When that animal saw me standing there right next to him, he was scared to death. It died without waiting for the bullet to reach him. Then I snatched him from falling off that cliff.
Big deal.
What do you mean, big deal?
When I was out west,
yeah,
I saw a shoot of corn coming out of the earth. And when it got as high as my shoulder, I started climbing it just for fun. Before I could yell, whoa, boy, whoa! That corn stalk was higher than the barn, and it just kept growing. People had to shoot biscuits up to me to keep me from starving. Well, pretty soon the corn stalk got beyond rifle range, and they had to drop food to me by airplane. Then they tried to cut the corn stalk down with an axe, but 10 loggers couldn't dent it. It grew all through the winter, and it lasted until the big blizzard the following year. And if you don't believe me, we'll go out west, and I'll show you the place where it grew.
Well, what happened to you?
I was never seen again.
Mm-hmm. You know where the hottest place in the country is?
Nope.
Southern Texas. I lived there for quite a few years. I got used to it. Once you live down there, nothing else can ever be warm enough. I remember going up to Michigan for work. It was the beginning of spring, but there was still a touch of snow in the air, and I just couldn't stand it, having lived in southern Texas the way I did. Fell to the sidewalk and stiffened out. They tried to revive me, but it was no use. They thought I was dead. So they decided to cremate me and send my ashes back to Texas. They put my rigid body into an oven and stoked up the fire. 2 hours later, they opened the door of the furnace, and there I was, sitting bolt upright. For Pete's sake, I yelled, close that door, I'll catch the death of a cold in a draft like that.
Well, maybe hot in Texas, but at least it ain't foggy. In California, where I live, the fogs are so thick that ships often sail right across the country until they hit the Sierra Nevada mountains. Why, it's so foggy that once I shingled my house 10 feet beyond the roof line, nailed the shingles right onto the fog. And it gets so cold at night, your shadow freezes on the wall. You have to use a blowtorch to thaw it out.
Yeah, well, at least it ain't Kansas. In Kansas, the tornadoes pick up telephone poles, set them down in the same order 2 states away. Telephone operators with them. I remember a Kansas tornado picked up a whole town and dropped it in Nebraska, including the railroad tracks.
We're two tall tale tellers from Texas. We're here to tell some tall tales to you. Just two birds of a feather, we are traveling together, telling tasty tall tales that are totally true.
Did I ever tell you about my Uncle Canute and his walking catfish?
Walking catfish? No.
Yeah, well, he caught himself a little baby catfish and took it home with him in a pail of water. He drilled a little hole in the bottom of that pail, and every night he'd pull the plug on that pail and let a little water out. Night by night, that water'd go down, 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 until all the water was gone completely. That catfish was all right. In fact, one day it jumped right out of that pail and started following Uncle Canute everywhere he went. It followed him to the store. It followed him to school. Then one day, a terrible thing happened.
What was that?
They were walking across a bridge, and that little catfish fell through a crack into the river and drowned.
We're two tall tale tellers from Texas. We're here to tell some tall tales to you. Just two birds of a feather, we are traveling together, telling tasty tall tales that are totally true.
Hey, say, Bill, did I ever tell you the story about my brother Eric and his popcorn farm?
No, tell me about it.
Well, it seems my brother wanted to make a lot of money growing popcorn for the supermarket.
Yeah?
So we planted a huge field of it, and it grew very, very well.
Great!
They went out, they harvested, they put it in the barn, and they were all set to ship it out.
Yeah?
Well, a heat wave came along.
Heat wave?
It got very hot inside that barn. It got so hot it was like an oven. And you know what happened to that popcorn?
No.
It expanded. It popped. It just puffed up. It popped and popped and popped until the barn exploded.
Whoa!
They were left with a huge pile of popcorn, oh, about 25, 35 feet high.
Holy moly.
Yep, but that wasn't the worst of it. Seems a wind came along, blew that popcorn 50 miles south to Black Angle, where a herd of cattle saw it, thought it was a big snowstorm, and they froze.
We're two tall tale tellers from Texas. We're here to tell some tall tales to you. Just two birds of a feather, we've been traveling together, telling tasty tall tales that are totally true.
Brooke, let's go to Uncle Olaf's house.
Which one, the tall Uncle Olaf or the short Uncle Olaf?
The tall one.
You mean the one so tall he can take a sip of water from a rain cloud without using a straw?
Yeah, that's the one.
The one so tall he has to climb a ladder to shave himself?
Yeah, let's go to his house.
Well, we haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
I know, where is he?
Well, it seems he got really skinny. Got so skinny, never left a shadow. Got so skinny that it took 5 of us just to see him. So skinny that he got a part-time job at the clothesline. And one day, a breeze came along while he was carrying an umbrella, lifted him up in the sky, haven't seen him since.
Ooh. Hey, there he goes!
Hey, Uncle Olaf! How's Aunt Ludy, by the way?
Aunt Ludy? Why, she's okay, but you know she never gets out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Why, this morning, for breakfast, she had 23 eggs over easy, 15 biscuits with gravy, 9 stacks of flapjacks, 4 leftover pork chops, 3 bowls of grits, 7 glasses of orange juice, 2 sides of bacon, and 3 gallons of coffee. You know what she said after that?
I bet I do.
Yep. What's for lunch?
With 2 tall tale tellers from Texas. We're here to tell some tall tales to you. Just two birds of a feather, we are traveling together, telling tasty tall tales that are totally true.
Got another?
Nope.
Well, that's all the tall tales these two Texan tall tale tellers can tell to you today. Toodaloo.
Yeah, Bill Gord. Oh, love that song. Bill Gord. Very nice musician. Harry and I are, I don't know, we just don't have much going on today, so I was just telling him some things that have happened to me in the past.
Right, I've been telling you some things that have happened to me in the past.
Right, kind of boring if you ask me.
Well, you know, nothing else to do.
Did I ever tell you when I was in Florida fishing?
No.
Well, you know that Florida's the place for snakes, right? Rattlers, copperheads, moccasins, you name them, man, they got them. One day I was fishing near the Okefenokee when I noticed I'd forgotten to bring my bait.
Mm-hmm.
Looked around, and there behind a log was a great big venomous copperhead with a fat worm in his mouth. Well, I needed that worm. So just before the snake swallowed it, grabbed the bottle of whiskey, poured some down the snake's throat. That whiskey was strong, must have burned, because the snake dropped the worm, slid off in a hurry, man. I caught my fish all right. Big fella, too. But I was still short of bait. Then I heard a slithering sound. It was the snake. He was back with another worm in his mouth.
Sure, there are big snakes down in Florida, but have you ever gone further south to Mexico and seen the cockroaches? Big as a man's arm and smart, even the small ones. 2-foot cockroaches would eat you instead of trying to drag you off. They knew if they waited, bigger cockroach would come and take you away from them. And what organization, man! Soldiers sometimes come back to the barracks at night and hear shuffling in the dark. When the lights switched on, there are the cockroaches drilling and using the company's rifles.
Well, these are not mosquitoes. Up in Alaska, the mosquitoes are so big, they've made them the state bird. They leave tooth marks in your arm when they bite.
Mosquitoes. Let's talk about chickens for a second. I had a hen once who would hatch out anything you put under her. Golf balls, tennis balls, lemons, even grapefruit. Once I put a small box under her, she laid out the most beautiful square eggs. They would never roll and break.
I had a hen once. She was club-footed. So she didn't mind feeding on wood instead of chicken feed. In fact, she actually preferred sawdust to corn. She hatched out the most wonderful eggs you ever saw. 11 chicks raised themselves on stilts, and the 12th was a woodpecker.
I once lived in a house so tall that the top 5 stories had to be on hinges to let the moon go by.
That's tall, all right.
Yeah, but not quite as tall as some of these tales we're telling.
Time for another commercial.
I promise, I really do. I promise I'll make it short. You don't even have to fast forward through the podcast.
Patreon. patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you become a patron of the show for $1 a month or less or more. People have actually done it $5, but, you know, you don't have to do that. Just $1. Okay, that's it. See, that was quick, right?
Well, gang, we got a fun time for you now. Bill Gord is here. Bill, hi.
Hi, Steve.
And Harry.
Hi, Harry. Too.
Hi, boy, it's fun. It's fun being here with Bill, because Bill can tell a tall tale, and I can tell a tall tale, too.
Sure, oh, Harry.
I don't know, Harry's pretty good at telling tall tales,
man. Yeah?
Yeah, but then again, I know you are, too. Bill Gord is a singer-songwriter, plays the banjo, plays the guitar, works out of New York City a lot. Harry and you right now are going to have a tall tale contest.
Right? I thought we would, about jumping high.
Yeah, I'm all ready for that, boy. I got a family that jumps so high you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's see about that. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Well, Harry, my uncle jumped so high, he jumped up in New York. The earth spun under him, and when he landed, he was in L.A.
Oh, that's pretty high, Bill. But that ain't nothing, because when my uncle jumped, he jumped so high, the earth rotated around him. When he landed, he wasn't in L.A., he was in Moscow.
Well, my other uncle jumped so high, he jumped up in New York, earth spun around, and he landed in Paris.
Yeah, well, that's pretty high, Bill, but I had an uncle jump so high, when he landed, he was back in New York.
Well, jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. What about your grandmother,
Harry?
Oh,
my grandma, man. She jumped so high that she hit her head on the corner of the moon, landed in bed, and stayed there for 2 weeks with a headache.
Whoa, well, my grandmother jumped so high, she jumped over the cow who was jumping over the moon and landed in time for milking.
Wow.
Well, jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Well, when my sister was a baby, she jumped so high out of her cradle that when she came down, she was in high school.
Whoa. Yeah, but that ain't nothing, because I had a sister once. She was a baby. She jumped so high out of her cradle that when she came back down, she had a baby of her own.
Woo! Well, my other sister jumped out of her cradle, and she jumped so high that when she landed, she was so old, she landed in her rocking chair, rock, 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 on the front porch.
Yeah, well, I could beat that, because I had a sister who jumped up as a baby out of her cradle, and when she came back down 100 years later, she landed in her own coffin.
Woo! Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high.
Now let me tell you about my pop.
Okay.
I had a pop. He jumped so high that he caught a bird in mid-flight, came down with it, and cooked it up for dinner for the whole family.
Woo! Well, that was a nice supper, Harry. I remember that. But remember after dinner? My father was so thirsty, he jumped so high, he jumped up to the nearest gray cloud, squeezed it out, all that rain out of there, and we had a nice drink of water.
Oh, yeah? Well, for dessert, my father jumped so high, he got himself a slice of moon pie. And when he came back down, he said, all I need now is an RC Cola.
Woo! Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. Jump so high, jump so high, my oh my family jump so high. That was fun.
Oh, you guys did a good job on that.
Thank you, Steve.
Bill Gord, my guest here, singing some tall tales. Harry, you didn't do too bad. You kind of kept up with him.
Sure, Steve. Well, all that's true. True stories.
You're right.
Well, I once cooked spaghetti with only one strand. It stretched on for miles and got out of hand. Began in my kitchenette, twirled on a fork, and ended on Mulberry Street in New York, singing Toorala, Roorala, Loorala, yeah. this strand of spaghetti stretched over the world. When hundreds of miles as it was unfurled, it took 22 tons of tomato sauce. Why, the meatballs alone were 10 miles across, singing to-ra-la-ru-la-ra-ru-la-yay. The strand was pulled tight and was plucked like a bass, so loud it was heard by the whole human race. It vibrated hours from morning till noon, but here was the worst part, it was out of tune, singing to-ra-la-ru-la-ru-la-yay. It stretched over hills and it stretched over dales. It followed the highways and also the rails. A storm in New York brought the power lines down. They used the spaghetti to power the town, singing to rula 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 yay. I slurped it all up, but it took all my might. I started at 6 and went on the whole night. At 5 in the morning, at last I was through, and nothing was left but a sausage or two, singing to rula 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 yay. So if you cook spaghetti with only one strand, be careful that things don't get too out of hand. 'Cause who wants to handle a gigantic fork? And who has the airfare to go to New York? Singing to rula 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 yay, meatball. Hey, what you doing?
Time for another commercial.
Oh boy, it's gonna be mosquito season soon.
That's true. Boy, the mosquitoes can get ferocious around these ports, huh?
These mosquitoes are wimps compared to the kind I used to encounter on the southern coast of the country, Steve. Last summer, I was on a fishing trip off the Gulf Coast, Steve, and suddenly a great cloud of mosquitoes, all of them, monstrous birds. They just came out from shore and settled on a boat. Within 15 minutes, they had stripped every inch of canvas off that boat. The masts were as bare as bean poles. No sails at all.
I know that's true, because I remember the following week, I ran into the same swarm of mosquitoes.
Wait a second, how do you know it was the same bunch?
Because they all had on canvas overalls.
Yeah? Well, when I was down there, I was suddenly trapped in a room with a whole bunch of them. So I thought I'd take a candle and start walking around the room burning them. The first one I went towards turned around and blew the candle out.
I remember when I was in Africa, forget the mosquitoes. I had to fight 16 cannibals during my last visit.
Wait a second, last time you told me that story, it was only 8 cannibals.
Well, that's because last time I told you the story, you were too young to know the whole horrible truth.
How'd you get away?
On a horse. That was the fastest horse I ever rode. There was a terrible storm coming right behind us. That horse raced ahead of that storm just enough that for the last 10 miles, I didn't feel a drop.
Ooh, that was pretty fast.
Yeah. My dog was only 10 yards behind. Had to swim the whole way. I once knew a tour guide who had been pointing out the sights to inquisitive tourists for so long that his forefinger just naturally wore off.
Yeah? Well, I knew a building that was being built in New York that was so high that the workmen who were putting the finishing touches on the top 20 stories went down to the 80th floor for lunch, while the tenants in the bottom 70 stories were moving out because the building was too old-fashioned.
Yeah? Well, I once lived in a building in New York that was so high, and if you stood on top of it, you could pull the tail of the dog star, eat ice cream out of the Milky Way, and reach up and tickle the feet of the angels as they flew by.
Now that's a pretty tale to end the podcast, don't you think? Pretty much everything on this For Schlug in a Podcast is done by me, Steve Charney. That's my story, and I'm stuck with it. Except for Bill Gord's contribution. Thanks, Bill. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast, you got to go to iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and on my YouTube channel, Podomatic.com, all the places you can find the show and subscribe so you don't miss one tasty morsel of it. And of course, especially on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can contribute a little to the show and become a patron. Write me an email through SteveCharney.com. I would love to hear from you. And on that website, man, there's a lot of information about me, too. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and on Twitter as well. Now, if you like this podcast, you got to spread the word around, man. Let a lot of people know about it.
Hey, Harry, you ready for your next math test?
I sure am, Steve.
Okay, what's 2 and 5, 28 and 63?
Ah, that's easy. CBS, Fox, Nickelodeon, and the Cartoon Network.